feral swine have been reported in a majority of states. They number into the hundreds or maybe even the low thousands in Indiana. The pigs are an invasive species that were brought to the Hoosier State in the late 80s. Federal officials estimate they're responsible for hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to crops each year. As WFIU's Sarah Whitmire reports, federal dollars are being pumped into Indiana in an effort to eradicate the population.
Wild pigs have been a problem in the U.S. for more than half a century. They live in deep brush, and they're largely nocturnal, so it's not too often people spot them.
You always have that boogeyman feeling in the dark in the woods that something is sneaking up on you.
Chuck Brenner is one of the most experienced wild hog hunters in the state. Several years ago, he was squirrel hunting when he found himself face to face with a wild hog. These aren't like your pink farm pigs. They have bristles down their backs and they have tusks. In some cases, they can weigh up to 400 pounds. The hog startled Brenner. He fell and in the ruckus dropped his gun. All he had was his knife.
When he'd be on this side of that branch like that big around, I duck over here and I jabbed at him. This went back and forth for, they counted 15 holes in his neck before I hit the jugular vein and he bled out there. And he never took his eyes off me till the moment he died. He just sat there grunting at me, growling, a deep growl gruntle sound until he just fell over and gave it up.
Since then, Brenner has killed more than 100 wild hogs.
I got scars from them, and I get kind of crazy sometimes, or used to, hide behind a cedar tree when you see some come and then reach out and grab one and try to catch it.
He's sitting on his porch. A stuffed wild boar is mounted on the house over his right shoulder.
See the blood on the porch? This porch has been... We finally put up a hangar out back made of, I think it's 3-inch square tubing steel with a crank on it to put everything out back to, you know, clean the porch up.
A lot of times he collected hair or blood from the pigs and sent the samples to the Division of Fish and Wildlife so biologists could study the DNA and determine where the hogs came from. Turns out humans moved the pigs here so they could hunt them. That's not only illegal, but it can be devastating to a place like Indiana where livestock and farming is so important.
We have a problem here. They are causing damage to agricultural crops as well as ecological damage.
That's Steve Bax from the Department of Natural Resources in Indiana. The pigs tear through cornfields and cause millions of dollars in crop damage each year. They're also polluting streams and creeks. They compete with native species for food, and perhaps the biggest concern is the potential for disease. That could threaten Indiana's billion-dollar pork industry and affect other livestock as well.
We were probably somewhat naive from the standpoint that we thought, hey, we'll just let people just shoot them 365 days a year. There's no license required. We figured a couple deer seasons, we'll get rid of them. And I think that was the feeling across much of the Midwest. Well, it didn't work.
The issue is once hunters introduced pigs here, there was really no natural predator that was going to keep the population in check. A sow can have two litters of about 10 pigs a year. And by the time she's having the second litter, females in her first litter can be pregnant.
So you almost get the rabbit effect or the domino effect.
Hunters are typically only interested in going after the big boars, but it's the sows that are the reproductive engine of the groups. In 2014, Congress took notice. There had been money in the farm bill to fight wild hogs in the southeast and in the southwest, but now that the country's breadbasket was threatened, money was shifted to the Midwest for the first time. The first major change, no more public hunting of pigs.
The reason is if we did allow that, then we might as well put a sign up that says, dump your pigs here.
The preferred method is trapping.
Good. The smaller pieces, that's to keep the little piglets from going out. And then the total height of this is about 4 to 5 inches taller than your typical cattle panel.
Big corral traps can capture an entire group of pigs. And that's important because pigs are considered to be very intelligent animals.
If somebody just goes out there and wants to shoot pigs or hunt them, they may only take a couple.
Lee Humberg runs the USDA office that oversees the pig management efforts. He says the problem with that is you then bust up the group of hogs you're trying to catch.
And they've then been educated, I'm getting shot at on this property, let's get out of here, we're not coming back. So you've lost that property as a focal area, and it'll be hard to ever trap pigs on there in the near future.
The traps are actually elevated off the ground. Pigs are more likely to go in it if they can see through it. Cameras watch the traps and the pigs' movement. Folks on Humberg's team can use their phones to remotely trigger the traps.
We're selective of when we drop the traps. We're trying to get all that we know based on the camera evidence are coming and using that trap. So if there's eight coming, we try not to drop that trap until all eight are in that trap.
And it's working. Humberg's team removed 129 hogs last year. That's more than double what they removed the previous year. The Farm Bill money gets shifted around, so states that are getting closer to eliminating pigs might get a little more to cap off the population and stop it completely. This year, Indiana is getting enough money to double the size of its team fighting hogs. Four states, Idaho, Maryland, New York, Washington, were deemed pig-free last year and are just being monitored. This year, officials are projecting New Jersey and Wisconsin will be added to that list. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Whitmire.
Indiana's goal of eradication is different than some other states that have much larger populations. For example, in Texas and Florida, where wild pigs number in the millions, the goal right now is to just reduce the damage they're causing.